Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and any session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. So welcome to Get the Answers to Last Questions, a show that I was guided to create to provide people with those answers from their guides, those answers that can actually help them to change their lives. So if you have questions about your life that you haven't been able to figure out with your own little human mind, then this is the place for you. Give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you are logged into the chat room and you have a question, you can just type it and I will eventually see it, I promise. Okay, so let's start with our first caller from area code 980. Hi, who's
here? Hello, my name is Lynn. How are you?
Okay, I can barely hear you. There's a bunch of static on your line.
Can you hear me?
No, it sounds pretty much the same.
Okay.
Do you want to try hanging up and calling back in? And I'll click on you when you get back.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So we'll let them call back in, and then we'll see how it works. So I hope everyone is having a wonderful day. We had a great Morning with Jesus show today and talked a lot about being conscious of what it is you actually believe, since that is what is creating what you experience, and helping people to shift out of those old beliefs about lack and turmoil and all that stuff into the truth of who they are. Okay, our caller is back. Let's see how it sounds now. Ah, you sound better already. Hi, who is
Hello. This is Brittany. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
So what can I do for you today, Brittany?
Okay, I just wanted to do a reading on, like, my love life or what you picking up.
Okay. So the first thing I'm feeling is that there's, okay, what is this emotion? They let me feel things, and sometimes I'm not sure exactly what I'm feeling. It's almost like a melancholy that I'm feeling about the whole idea of a love life. Do you really want, okay, are you trying to recreate something you used to have?
No, I decided to let the past be the past, and I feel like, you know, after I let the past go, something came in new. So it's like we're trying to, like, work on, you know, a relationship to see, you know, how far to go. And I feel like we're on the same page as of right now.
Okay, and you are actually ready for a new relationship?
Yes, I am. I am.
Okay. Because there's something there. Something from the past is still there. And I'm not seeing exactly what it is. But it's kind of like you've still got your foot in the old space while you're trying to stand in the new space. And you're almost on the verge of doing the split. So we need to get that foot. So are you willing to do a little work on letting go of whatever it is that's there so that you can really live now?
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm doing it or whatever, you know. I've been hurting.
No, I mean, I'll do a little work with me.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so I will ask a question that may go on for quite a while, but at the end of the question, I will say, if you are willing to accept this, say yes. That's how you'll know it's ended. And all you have to do is listen throughout this whole question. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So would you like a divine infinity healing for clearing up whatever it is that's hanging on, whatever that energy is that's hanging on from your past relationships? Could be some past stuff that somebody said to you. There's just something there that's tying you to the past. So this divine infinity healing is going to go throughout you and find all of the energy that ties you to the past for whatever reason. And it's going to expand that energy and make it bigger than 10 universes. So it's no longer resting on your shoulders. And so that you can actually move forward with your life. And it's opening you up to loving yourself. Loving yourself exactly as you are, accepting yourself exactly as you are, letting go of any old judgments, any old beliefs about anything you did wrong. Just clearing out all of that because you don't need it. It's not important. And bringing you into alignment with now, with who you are now and what you want to create now, and opening you up to creating a beautiful, beautiful relationship with whomever it is you decide to create a beautiful relationship with. It could be the one that you're already interested in. It could be someone else. You'll be guided to whatever's for your highest good, so we don't have to worry about that. And so this is just bringing in more and more love and light into your heart, into your life. And if you are willing to accept this shift, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
How does that feel now?
I feel better.
Yeah. Okay, and both of your feet are together now. Yay! So you can actually steps forward.
Yes.
So do you have some fears about having a relationship? Is there any of that old stuff?
I feel like, you know, like the guy that I talk to now, I never, you know, had, you know, nothing like it. It's so different. So I feel like it's God. So it's like, you know, my fear is of, you know, being cheated on or, you know, I'm trying to open up and trust and take one day at a time.
Okay. And that's a very, very good thing to do. Let's see if they want to do a little clearing on that. And they say, yes, of course we do. Okay, so I'm going to ask you another question. All right. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of the fear that you're going to be cheated on, letting go of the fear that this isn't going to work, that you aren't good enough, that someone else is going to come along in some little short skirt and flip it, and he's going to go, oh, well, I want that one. And I don't know why they show me these images. and anything else that is connected with this fear based on what's happened before or what you've been told is going to happen. It could have been someone told you one time that all men cheat. No man is ever faithful. They're always looking at, ooh, that does feel like someone actually told you that. So all of that comes now being released.
I've been told. So it's like the new relationship that I'm in, I'm not letting nobody stop it. I'm going to do what I feel, you know, because I feel like he's on the same page. So I'm moving forward with it, you know. It's my life, and nobody's, you know, opinion matters because they live their life and they move on. So
wonderful. Okay, well, they're clearing out any of the other stuff that was left, any of that, and they're also clearing out all of the energy from people that you don't really need to have in your life, people who try to control you. You have friends that try to control you. Anyway, so they're clearing out all of that energy too, expanding it bigger than 10 universes so it's no longer resting on your shoulders or anywhere in your life, and they are filling you with this beautiful divine love, trust in yourself, in your guidance, in God, in love. Yeah, and if you'd like to accept all that, just say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
All right. How does that feel?
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. You're a lot lighter, which is wonderful. Now you can just, you know, get out there and dance or whatever it is you do with this wonderful person and actually enjoy the relationship. Oh, that's going to be so much fun for you. All right, so let's see if they have a message for you now that we've cleared out what they want cleared out. Okay, here's the message. Beloved, this is a new beginning. This is not a repeat of the past, so don't ever think that it is. This is a new beginning. And this is someone who wants to be with you, and you want to be with them. So let yourself be comfortable in your own relationship. Allow yourself to relax and have fun and enjoy every single moment, because this is a new beginning. So just let go of anything that comes up about the past. Just see it as a balloon. Open the window and let it float away. This is your life, and it is your time to enjoy your own life. We are with you always. You know this. So enjoy. Enjoy every moment, because you are loved. And that's what they wanted to say to you.
I appreciate it. I feel better. You know, everything you said was right.
Wonderful. Well, now you can have some fun.
Yes, ma'am.
So you should call him up, you know, and make plans for this evening, if you don't already have them, to just do something fun, something you both like.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Brittany.
Mark.
Going to the caller from area code 229.
What is it?
Hi, Barbara. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. Thank you for taking my caller today.
Sure. So yeah. Have you been letting go of giving other people your power? Is it feeling
oh,
better?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. And it worked very well.
Good.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was calling you about on my job, you know, last night. You know, all the people, all employees didn't have nothing negative to say. But I just, I'm dealing with this supervisor of mine, this older guy, little short white guy. His name was Lester. And he followed me around. He'd stand in the back and just watch me all night. He even take a break when I take one. He even take lunch when I take my lunch and sit behind me. And it makes me feel totally uncomfortable. But I haven't confronted him about it, but he just followed me all around the store. And I just want to know, what can you tell me? What's he's up to?
Lester's got a lot of old beliefs that he's living. Actually, what they're saying that you might want to do is, you know, whenever you notice Lester watching, wave at him. Say, hi, Lester. Lester's having lunch. When you're having lunch, talk to him. Ask him how he's doing. That makes you a real person. There's kind of a, he has beliefs that kind of keep you from being real. But if you're talking to him and he has to talk back to you, then he has to recognize that you're real.
But why is he doing that to me, though? It's like he's harassing me, like he's trying to get me to fuss at him or cause a conflict where he can try to find a way to get rid of me because of my workman's conversation.
Well,
that's what I'm kind of picking.
Lester's beliefs, some of Lester's beliefs are back before segregation. That's the kind of family he was raised in. So he places value on people depending on the color of their skin. So when he sees you, he has thoughts about you based not on who you are or anything that you've done or anything that you've said, but based on the things that he was taught when he was a child. Lester hasn't really let go of everything that he needs to let go of. So by actually talking to him and making yourself personal, then Lester's going to have to change his beliefs. Either that or it'll make him so uncomfortable he'll have to leave you alone, because being around you will remind him of what he needs to let go of, and if he doesn't like that, then he's got to move on. But they say, make yourself a person in Lester's eyes. Wave at him, talk to him, acknowledge him, sit next to him at lunch, have conversations with him. Make him have to actually see that you are a person.
Well, I thought maybe he's just targeting me or something. I don't know. But
no.
He don't like me.
No, it's not really you. It's those old beliefs that he got from his daddy and his granddaddy and whoever else told him. So it's not you. Don't take it personally. This is just some stuff that Lester needs to get out of Lester.
Because he don't treat other employees like that.
Now, there's something about you that's triggering these beliefs. It could be that the workman's comp and the restrictions on what you can do is just bringing up things that he heard when he was a little boy.
Yeah.
They're saying it's not really you, it's Lester. It's his beliefs that he needs to let go of.
Will he be leaving anytime soon from his job? Well, I'll put it this way. Will he be going back to day shift? Because he normally works in the daytime, like right now. He don't normally work on our shift. Will he go back to that daytime shift?
Well, if you start, you know, talking to Lester, acknowledging Lester, making Lester recognize you as a person, then there won't be any need for Lester to stay all night. And if he does stay all night, there won't be any need for him to follow you.
Okay.
So don't see Lester as a problem. See Lester as an opportunity for you to help someone evolve. Be nice to Lester. Say hello to Lester. You know, find out about Lester. Have conversations with Lester.
Well, I just feel like.
Well, right now you feel like he's picking on you because he's there when you don't want him to be there. You don't need him to be there. And you're thinking, well, what on earth are you doing?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it's really not about you.
Yeah, because every time I turn the corner, I go use the restroom or go get some coffee or he pops up like he, well, there you go, he's headed that way, so I'm going to cut him off and boom, there you go, right in my face. But he never says nothing. But
yeah.
This last night he said something, like, well, you on your break? I said, yes, sir. And he's like, well, you take your break, lunch, and then break again. And I said, well, I didn't see everybody else do that, so I started doing it. That's what I told him. And then he walked off. He's got it in for me.
No, it's not you personally. Don't make it personal, because it's not.
No.
It's not personal. This is just some old beliefs of Lester that he needs to let go of. That's why you need to talk to him. That's why you need to have conversations with him. That's why you need to say, hi, Lester, you want to join me for some coffee or whatever?
He'll blow up. He'll think I'm being real funny.
Lester needs to let go of this, so in order to let go of it, he's got to acknowledge it. And as long as you are just being nice, just being courteous, being polite, then there's nothing wrong. I mean, what's he going to do? Go and complain that this guy was nice to me. You know, how is that going to sound?
Well, you know what? I actually did turn that around. Because I thought about what you said when I was sitting there, when I called in the other day, and about just say I love you.
Yeah.
So I started, I mean, after he had got on me about my break, I got a little agitated, and I was kind of getting upset. But I caught myself. And then I said it out loud. You know, I said, I love Lester. I love him. He didn't come by me no more. Last night. And it's a shame I got to deal with all that, but that's just the people I work with.
This is just part of your purpose in life, being of service. So you're actually helping Lester have a better life.
Right. Well, do you see him giving me an offer for my settlement?
I don't see that it's really at that point yet. It'll be a little more time before they decide something like that.
How far off? You get anything on that?
Oh, they don't tell me how far. They don't. They refuse to do that.
So.
No, they don't tell me that. But they're saying it's off a little ways. Be patient. It's happening. But it's not right this moment.
Yes, ma'am. I did. I was off work for 2 weeks without pay because the doctor took me off. The workman's comp doctor took me out of work. Will I get paid for those 2 weeks anytime soon? From workman's comp, you know, workman's comp check from when I was out for 2 weeks? When the doctor told me
to work? I don't know how quickly, you know, the...
Because my attorney didn't touch it in.
But you should get paid for that. That should be happening.
Because my attorney already didn't turn the paperwork in, and they did that about 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks now.
Well, you know, you're dealing with the state bureaucracy, and That can take like a month or more. So just know that it is coming.
I just wanted to know that I have it before the holidays, Christmas time, to have some extra cash.
There's a potential for it to get to you before then.
Okay. I hope so.
Yeah, they're not telling me for sure, but they're saying there's a potential. So just be nice to Lester. Decide that Lester is your new best friend.
Oof, that's going to be hard, but I'm going to try. This man here, he followed me all over the place.
You may end up with a friend as a result of this. You never know. You know, this could turn out in a way that will just absolutely surprise you. So just be open.
I mean, he's not trying to wrap me up, is he? Is he trying to catch me doing something out of my restrictions?
No, he's just playing out the stuff in his head. So just be nice to him. Be friendly and just expect the best from Lester.
Yeah.
And let the relationship change. Let Lester change. It really is for the highest good, so don't worry about it.
Okay. You think maybe, Miss Barbara, that I have a plan by the holidays or something? Someone to hang with during the holiday season?
Well, is there anyone that you have been pursuing? I know that other woman she was basically using you for whatever you give her. But is there anybody?
This woman, she called me the other day, Stormy. I don't understand her. She's like bipolar or something. I don't understand it. I don't get it. But this other woman I was talking about named Joyce, but I think even though Joyce is like 41 or something, but I think she's still in the young guys.
Yeah, there are a lot of older women who are still into young guys, and that's a sign. That's not what you're looking for, so don't pursue someone who is not going to be into you.
I'm interested in this woman named Wanda. She's on my Facebook page where, you can pull her up if you have time. But her name is Wanda. I used to coach her son years ago. She's about 42 years. She's 42 years old, very beautiful. What about her? I didn't text her and told her I was interested in her, but she's not answering my questions.
When I look at Wanda, I see that she has walls up, and I'm not sure why she has walls up. So apparently she's not ready to be in a relationship right now. She needs to get those walls down. You couldn't really have a real relationship with her with all those walls anyway.
So that's true. Just
become friends with Stormy if you want to do that, or if there's anybody else that you just want to be friends with. And they're saying just be friends. But make sure that it's a relationship that's a real relationship, not someone who's using you, because you are one of those nice people that does things for other people, and there are some people who are always out to use those kinds of people.
Stormy, she haven't asked me for any money, any favors. She called me the other day, Sunday, and asked me, could I take her and her sister to the store, and I said yes. So I went over there and took them to the store. They gave me gas money, and I came back home. But she said she was going through some things, and Stormy is like, she's not settled in the mind about what she really wants. She seemed confused, but I do know she needs a place to stay. Because her parents told all of the daughters that they had to find a place. So Stormy's the last one. And I told her, you know, I have an extra bedroom. Would she take that offer?
Okay. So they're saying that if Stormy does take that offer, you have to make sure that she is a responsible person, that she actually pays her portion of the rent and whatever the bills are. You're not just taking her in and inviting her to live with you. This should be an official business kind of thing, because that's one of the things that she needs to learn.
Right.
So were you going? You were going to make it an official business kind of thing, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, oh, yes, definitely. She's going to have to pay the one of the rent, or I prefer her paying utilities, so I have to take care of my own rent. And, you know, we go half on everything.
Right.
So that's one.
Just make sure she pays half.
Yeah. You see that happening?
I see that there is a potential for her to do that. And this may bring up some things for you to deal with, you know, about accepting that she should be taking care of herself, that it's not your responsibility to take care of her. Okay,
right.
They want
I'm
me to
not...
say it three times. Apparently, you still need to hear it, so I'm going to say it three times. It is not your responsibility to take care of her. It is not your responsibility to take care of her. It is not your responsibility to take care of her.
Okay, because the only thing bothers me is, like, when I'm not here, I don't want guys hanging around my house. And I need to let her know that. Would that be a problem for her, or would she try to bring someone in my home while I'm at work?
Well, you know that if she is moving in and she is paying half of all of the expenses, it's not just your home anymore. It's also hers.
Well, that's true.
So you need to find out if a bunch of guys hanging around her is it what's important for her. You know, she may not even be the kind of person that does that, in which case you wouldn't have to worry about it. But you can't really treat her like she's five if you're expecting her to act like she's an adult.
True. Yes, ma'am. Well, I don't know. I'll think about it. I don't know.
You might want to think about it a little more.
Because I don't want to come here like, you know, to be a big argument. I can bring whoever I want in. And, you know, she has some weird friends. And that's her problem. She hangs around the wrong people.
Well, as long as you know that she's probably not going to change overnight, she's probably still going to want to hang around those same people for a little bit. So you have to decide whether or not you can accept her friends. Because if you can't, don't bring her into your house.
That's true. If she asks me about moving in, I would have to let her know that.
Yeah. Be upfront with her. Have a conversation about everything you're concerned about so that she knows from the beginning. And then you guys are both going into this with your eyes open.
If this happened, will this turn into a relationship?
It depends on how much changing she does. It sounds like the way she is now, you really wouldn't want to be in a relationship with her because she's kind of not, they're saying she doesn't have a strong foundation, so she's not really stable.
Yeah, is that like financially or in the mind?
It's like her life is not really stable.
Yeah, she told me she had a troubled life.
They don't want you to feel like you have to rescue her. That's
no,
why they told
no.
you that you're responsible for her. And there is a little part of you that does want to rescue her. So you need to really pay attention to not doing that.
Right. I don't know. I don't know. It may work and it may not. I'm not sure.
Well, you never know with anything. You just take it one day at a time and see how it turns out.
But she will be calling me for this? To talk about it?
They're not telling me one way or the other on that. I don't think that she's actually made a decision one way or the other on that.
Okay. Well, hope she, I don't know. I like her, but she just, there's some things she need to, like you just said, she got to step up and be more of a responsible person.
Yeah.
And real dependable, you know, trustworthy. Because she's kind of sleek, you know. She try to tell you one thing and do another. She really quick on changing her mind about stuff.
Yeah, so you just keep your eyes open, you know. If you decide to have a relationship with her or have her be your roommate, make sure that you do hold her accountable for what she says.
Now, it's something about her little boy. Her little boy is about 3 years old, and he's so crazy about me. The first time I met him, we connect. I mean, he want to go with me. You know, he like when I go and drop them off, he want to get it. He want to stay in the car and go with me. Why is he that way towards me? And Stormy said that he never does that to anybody.
You guys have a connection.
Yeah.
He trusts you.
Do Stormy like that?
There's a part of her that does like it, and there's a part of her that is kind of jealous.
Really? Jeez.
Well, her son likes you more than he likes her, you know.
Oh, my God. Because she told her mom, because see, her mother, sometimes she ride with me, and her mother, she don't care about no age and nothing like that. She said, if Stormy likes you, she likes you. If she don't, she don't. I have nothing to do with that. Stormy's a grown woman. But I think Stormy she told me that she don't date older guys. Is that something that she want to push me away, or is she for real about that?
I think that Stormy likes younger guys because younger guys are irresponsible to a certain extent. And then she can be irresponsible too.
Bingo.
Someone older would hold her responsible.
Right.
She knows that.
How
and
does she
if
really?
She's not ready to be responsible, then she's not going to want someone older because then she feels that you would put a damper on her fun.
Wow. Does she have any feelings for me? Does she really like, I mean, not just as a friend, does she have any feelings?
I guess that she likes you. I'm not sure exactly to what extent she's taking that like, but she does like you.
Yeah.
She thinks you're a good. Yeah, a lot depends on what it is that she's willing to change in her life.
Yeah. She has great potential. She's a very intelligent woman, but like you just said, too, it's the people that she hangs around, and then I think she likes to have control. If she got, you know, control, she likes to handle the show at all times. With the younger guys.
Right. And it's easier to do that with younger guys.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll. I asked her did she want to come over to my house on Saturday, and she said, let me think about it, and I'll call you, stay by the phone, but she never called me Saturday night. How did she feel when I said that? I mean, did she really want to come, or did she really have something else to do?
I get the feeling that some of that was part of that wanting to be in control. She wanted you to wait for her, even if she never showed up. She wanted to be the one that decided what you were doing. So remember that, you know, if she's one of those people that likes to control others, then she's going to do that to you too. That's what she does.
Well, sounds like I'm wasting my time with this woman. With the moving in, with the
print. She's a lot of work.
Yeah, with the moving in, with everything. I think she kind of shamed for me and her to be seen together. Because when we get out of the car, she just walked in the store and, you know, quicker than I, and get what she got to get and go back to the car. Is that correct?
That does sound like she doesn't want anyone to know that you're her friend, that you're with her or anything like that. She has a lot of growing up to do.
I see that. I don't know if I can take on this task.
I don't know that you should.
Yeah. Well, I just want to meet somebody, but I don't want to be alone for the holidays. I'm tired of being.
That.
Yeah. If I ask her, let's do Christmas together, will she truly do it? I mean, come over, because she's a good cook as well. Come over, her and our son, and we do Christmas together. Will she do it?
I am not getting a yes. I'm getting a maybe.
Wow.
Is that really something that you want? I mean, I understand that the relationship with her son, I can see where that would be a really good thing for him to be with you, and
right.
He would enjoy that, and you would enjoy that. It's her
right.
That's kind of... I mean, you can ask, and whatever
right.
happens, happens. Just be prepared to be by yourself in case she doesn't show up.
I hope someone else I meet. Yeah, just like I was telling you all, you and the host that you had on your show, about this lady gave me this big steak, baked potato, and all this stuff, you know, for Thanksgiving. And I seen her last night. She came in again. And she's a very nice lady. And she's, look like she may be in her late 30s or something, but she's a neat, clean woman. Does she likes me?
Well, she must like something about you. She fed you. People don't feed you if they don't like you.
That's true. But I guess, I mean, like, you know, in a way that, like, I wouldn't mind dating this guy.
Ask her out.
Oh, boy.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, I don't know about that on the job, you know. I have to ask her. If I ask her for her phone number, I guarantee you she'll come in there tonight.
Okay, ask her for her phone number.
You think she'll give it to me?
You won't know if you don't ask.
Oh, Lord, Miss Barbara, help me out. Help me out, buddy. Help me out.
They're saying ask her. This is your chance to, you know, to start creating what you actually want, which means if you want to know whether or not this woman will go out with you, ask her. Ask her for her phone number. Call her up. Have a conversation with her.
Yeah,
ask her out for lunch or something.
Well, I'll put it this way. You think maybe I can answer, like, you know, since you fed me Thanksgiving, I want to feed you. Where do you want to go out to eat?
That'll work.
There you go.
That's just a friendly little thing.
Yeah. Go out for coffee or something, whatever. I'll do that.
Okay, great.
I'll try that. I hope I'm not disappointed.
Let go of that.
Yeah.
Do it because that's what you want to do. And whatever it turns out, it turns out. And if she says no, it doesn't mean anything unless you decide that it means something.
Right. Well, what is it like? Lately, a couple of days since I've talked to you and your host, before I talked to you, I used to have been feeling like a lot of negative thinking, a lot of negative thoughts in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And they are eased off now.
Well, good.
I mean,
we open up to actually being loving. And when you're loving, you don't worry. You don't think all that negativity. Love takes that away.
I think that. Where started that? Because I never used to be that way, ever. What started me start thinking about, like, oh, I want to die, somebody might die, and then, you know, it was constantly on my mind.
It was it was energies that you were picking up from other people. It could have been people who were coming into Walmart. Walmart is a place where there's a whole lot of really weird energies because people come in there with all of these thoughts and feelings and you were there greeting them and you might have been taking on some of this stuff. That's why if you are surrounding everybody with love and putting the love out there, then you're not taking in their garbage. So that's why the loving is the way to go if you really want your life to get better.
Yeah, that's true, definitely, because I started doing that. I'm like, you know what? I love you. When they pass in and when they're leaving, I said to myself, I love you, I love you. And those thoughts, they are like gradually going away. But sometimes it's as clear as like I'm talking to you. I'm like, what in the world is this? I'm like, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Yeah, I mean, get out of my head, get out of my mind, get out of my life. You know, get away from me.
It will go away. All of that other stuff will go away. So you just make the love the strongest thing, and there's nothing that can outdo love.
Right, that's true. That's so true. That's so true. It's been just a lot of stuff that I've been through in my life and a lot of stress. But I got to, you know, go back to the doctor for my knee, my back, and my left arm, left knee and lower left back. And do you see him taking me out of work? Because sitting on that cart, shopping cart all night, it's really ruined my back. It's already bad. And that's one of the areas I heard. If I tell him that, will he take me out?
Or he may tell them to get you something more appropriate to sit on.
Yeah.
You may try to see if there's something else that you can sit on.
I wonder if there's something else that I can do besides that door. But that's the last result. So that's how Walmart's work. When they get ready to test your strength, they set you by the door. They set you by the door and see if you're going to get all just quit. They want me to quit.
Well, what they want is really not important. You're living your life for you. So I would talk to the doctor about the doctor actually, you know, writing something up saying that you need something else to sit on, and they can specify, you know, what you can and cannot sit on. And then they can take care of that at Walmart. You know, they have to get a chair or whatever and put it by the door. That's
right.
It's no big deal, really.
I mean, they asked me for a pillow, but it slides down, it don't fit right. But
right.
I was going to ask my doctor, I'd go back on the 2nd of next month. I also was going to ask him, because they had put me on restrictions, and they told me if I'm in so much pain, I can take a break, you know, go to the break room and kind of wind down a little bit from just sitting all night. And so I tried to do that last night and ran right into the left, sir. And he's like, you don't take a break this time. You take a break the next time. So will my doctor give me that? Will they give me that back to let me know, you know, if I'm in pain and in need a break at any time I want to, I can take it?
Yes, the doctor will put that in writing. Then they can't really say anything about it. Or, you know, the doctor can say that you have to get up every hour and take 5 minutes and walk around or whatever.
Yeah,
you
take
can work
a break.
Out whatever work best for you.
Yeah, because I'm going to ask them that, because sitting there all night, hey, how you doing? Welcome to Walmart's buying all this and that. And then, you know, I'm trying to turn in a chair, so I'm just going to tell them that I'm totally uncomfortable. And sitting there for that long period of time, I go to work at 10, and if I sit there for 2 hours, then take a 12 o'clock break and come back and sit for 3.5 hours, that's too much sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And I only get but 2 breaks.
Yeah.
Before lunch.
Yeah.
So, you think maybe he'll renew that, you know, for me to basically take a break when I'm in pain?
He may be able to use that wording. He may have to specify that you get a break every hour. I'm not sure, you know, what the rules and regulations are for your state, but I'm sure that he can come up with something that will allow you to have some comfort while you're working. Since there's so much you can't do, then
right.
You have to adapt what you can do. So it feels like that he would be fine with helping you with that. So talk to him about that.
Okay, I definitely will. Do you see him talking to me about a possible surgery on my knee? Because it's a ligament that's torn. You need to put it back together. It's just on the top of my. It's not no ACL or nothing. Just a little amount of surgery to put the ligaments back together. Do you see him talking to me about a surgery? Having surgery?
I'm seeing that there's a potential for that happening. They're not saying whether or not it's actually going to be something you guys talk about. So if you want to bring it up to him, bring it up to him.
Yeah.
Ask him all of the questions that you have about what's happening, what's going to happen, what can be done, what can't be done. Ask him. That's his job.
Yeah, because I want to go back to physical therapy on my back. Because I want to go back, and I want to go, like, to a chiropractor. They're better than,
okay.
A chiropractor is better than just rubbing you all on your back. They'll really pop your muscles and stretch it out, and that's what I wanted him to recommend me to go to a chiropractor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to him about that. Let him know.
Yes, ma'am. It's a lot of questions I really need to ask you.
Yeah. Make a list and take it with you. And make sure that, you know, get your answers.
Right.
Because that's what he's supposed to do. Don't let him blow you off or anything. You have a right to know these things.
Yeah. a person told me, say, you know, when you go to the doctor, you need to, like, really complain about, you know, what's really going on with you. And I had to really get kind of, not upset, but had to really kind of just say, hey, man, I'm hurting. I mean, I'm tired of hurting. Y'all guys need to do something. It's been about 4 or 5 months now. And he finally started to move in the right direction with me.
Yeah, if you aren't willing to put the effort into your own life, then you can't expect anybody else to. If you're always saying, oh, everything is fine when it's not, then don't be surprised if nobody's doing anything about it. This is your life. These are your choices. So ask your questions and get your answers.
Yeah, that's true. And I got to do my attorney like that. I mean, I gotta let my attorney get in touch with these people and get to work. It's time to get to work. I think you're a good attorney, but we don't talk much. And we need to communicate a little more than what's, you know, at least twice a week. At least once a week.
Well, that's a good thing to do. You know, you're paying that person, so why not expect them to do what you're paying them to do?
That's true. Yes, ma'am. I think he's a good attorney because it's a big business. This farm is really big. So I think he's going to get me what I, you know, for my settlement, what I, you know, deserve. Do you think I will be happy with what the settlement would be?
If you are an active participant in developing all of this, then it should be what you are comfortable with. You shouldn't settle for something that you don't want.
Oh, I'm not. I don't care how long it takes. I'm not going to settle for no, I'm not even going to settle for no $50,000. That's pennies. That's nothing. Because, you know, I got 3 areas of my body I injured. And I'm up in age, so I'm not going to, I don't think that's a good idea for me to do that.
You make sure you get what you need. I mean, because this injury, once with the settlement, you know, that's it. But the injury, if this is something that you're going to have for the rest of your life, then this is something you're going to have to deal for that long.
Yeah, because I'm looking at long term because I mean, that's what, you know, like some attorneys, they ask you the question, you know, first they want to know how old you are. Once they find out, you know, how old you are, then they kind of calculate what you've been making a year at the store or wherever you work. Then they calculate your retirement and come up with a figure. And that, you know, that would be a good thing for me to do there.
Yeah.
And that, you know, because I have about 10 years, 11 years before I even turned 65. But I may have to, I may be on disability. You think when this is over, when I get the settlement, I may have to file for disability as well? Or will I be still working back at the store?
If it's a permanent injury, then I don't see any problem with you doing the disability, at least partial disability, you know, depending on how much this is going to affect you.
Right. But once we settle this out, will a settlement include me not working there anymore, or will they accept me to continue to work there?
Do you want to keep working or do you not want to?
Not there. I don't want to work there. My thing is I want to get my body back in shape where I can be able to do the things, some of the things that I used to do. And maybe I'll do my own business or something. I don't know. Working with kids.
And is that something you'll be able to do with a disability or with?
Yes, ma'am. In our state, you can do it.
Okay.
Yeah. In our state, you can do it, but you have to, you can, like, work maybe, you have a limit to work hours. You have a limit hours that the state will give you. So the limited hours like 32 hours a week. Instead of drug disability.
Right. Well, you know, as long as you can find that ideal thing working with kids, which would be within those time restraints, and you would have the advantage of knowing that you would have, you know, money coming in so that you could do some of that work volunteer, so you would have greater freedom.
And that's the thing. I'm tired of struggling with money. I just want to be able to enjoy my life, pay my bills, and enjoy my life. And if I want to go to a football game, I load up, put gas in my car, and go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to be happy. Yeah. And I would just want to be happy and meet me a real good Christian woman. And I want to get married again. Somebody with some sense.
Okay, and stay away from storms.
I knew you were going to say
it. I got to say it. You set it up so well.
Yeah. I'm stupid to get me on this one. I knew you were going to say it. but that's true. But it's got to be somebody out there that like me, don't it?
Yes, and there are people that you encounter who would be wonderful partners for you. So just relax. Just let go of the whole need to look and just relax.
Okay.
When you're looking, you get uptight. So don't consider yourself looking. You're just meeting people. That's it.
Wow, you're so right. That's true. Well, thank you for 100 questions. Yes, ma'am.
You are welcome.
I love you.
Get out there and live your life and start enjoying it, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Because sometimes, I get kind of locked in because it seems like I just want to jump in my car and drive and go visit my family and stuff, and there's just something pops up financially or something, a little setback.
Yeah.
But
well,
that's
you're making progress, you're moving forward, and you know, you're going to get to be best friends with Lester. Well, or at least you're just going to love Lester. And
I'm just going to love him. I'm going to talk to him tonight. He'd probably go hide somewhere. He probably would think I'm telling you, he's going to think I'm on drugs. And when I say, hey, how you doing, Lester? He's going to think I'm trying to be funny with him. That's how negative-minded he is. But he'll be okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Thank you, Ms. Barbara, for giving me all this time.
You are welcome, ma'am.
You're so nice, lady. Thank you.
Get out there and have a good day, okay?
Ma'am?
I want you to get out there and have a good day.
I will. I hadn't got any sleep since I got off, but I got to lay down a little bit because I had to go and take care of some business. Thank God it worked out for me. But I will, and I thank you so much, Ms. Barber. You've been a blessing to me, and I really mean that. That's why I call
you
show. Yeah, I really do. I have to hear from you, see. If I don't hear from you, I'm like, where is she? If I see you on Facebook, and I see sometimes I see the little green light come on. I saw Ms. Barber is on. Let me say hi. And then, bloop, you go off. I haven't sent you a lot of messages there on Facebook.
Well, wonderful.
But once again, I thank you, though. Yeah, I hope to, you know, get my life back on track and get my body in top physical condition.
Okay.
It's going to be hard. I've got to do it.
Yeah.
I've got to change my health. I've got to change my eating habits and get healthy.
Yeah, that's a good goal too.
Yes, ma'am. You're right. It is a big one. But I got to do it. Got to. If I want to be around here for 100 years.
Well, great.
Ma'am. Oh, I thought you said something.
I said great.
Oh, yes, ma'am. All right. I thank you.
Okay, Melvin. Have a great
All
day.
All right. All right, you too. I love you. Thank you.
I love you too. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone, that's our show for today. Thank you so much to the ones who called in and for everyone who listened. I will be back on Friday. I hope everyone has an amazing day. Bye-bye.